The author of a controversial and critical book about Barack Obama appears to have run into some trouble in Kenya. Jerome Corsi had planned to make unflattering public statements today about both Obama and Kenya's prime minister. NPR's Gwen Tompkins explains what happened.
It's all a matter of perspective. Jerome Corsi's public relations man in Nairobi said he'd been deported. But Kenyan police say Corsi already had a plane ticket to leave the country tonight. Corsi had scheduled a press conference this morning at a fancy Nairobi hotel for the Kenyan launch of his book, The Obama Nation: Leftist Politics and the Cult of Personality. Ironically, it was the same hotel where Illinois Senator Barack Obama held his own press conference during a triumphant visit to Kenya in 2006. Obama's father was Kenyan, and he still has relatives in the country. The Corsi press release said that the author would expose, quote, details of deep secret ties between Obama and a section of Kenyan government leaders, and a subsequent plot to be executed in Kenya should Obama win the American presidency. But a second page listing Corsi's talking points never quite explained what plot might be afoot. It did, however, frequently mention Kenya's prime minister, Raila Odinga, who is an ethnic Luo, as was Obama's father. Corsi had apparently planned to talk about Odinga's ties to Kenyan Muslims and Odinga's conduct during Kenya's ethnic troubles earlier this year, which left more than 1,000 Kenyans dead and hundreds of thousands displaced. So Corsi apparently planned to make an argument based on guilt by association. About 15 minutes before the press conference was set to begin, Kenyan immigration authorities questioned Corsi and his U.S. media liaison, Tim Bueller. They said Corsi and Bueller lacked work permits, and the two were escorted to a police vehicle and whisked away. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.